Well, Keith, a spanner in the works after last night. UCD defeating Dundalk by 3-2, and that's the result that a few people saw coming.
Yeah, I think so. I think, UCD maybe given a lifeline there last week. You know, spoke to Oisin a couple of days ago about it, and you know, those 3 points that they were able to claim back and sort of put them back in the hunt a bit for the top end of the league. But I suppose if we're looking at the bottom end of the league, that's, I suppose, a game where Fan Harps fans and players and management and the whole crew would have been thinking that they would have hoped that Dundalk would have went there and got the maximum points, but it just didn't turn out that way.
Well, ultimately, it's still in Harps' hands. They do have that game in hand, but that's against Shamrock Rovers. And, of course, they've UCD at home in their last home game of the season. There's a lot of football still to be played.
There is indeed. You know, I don't think anybody will be thinking that they're in a playoff or that they're definitely gone or indeed, you know, that they're definitely safe. I think there is a lot of games to be played, you know, and Harps obviously go to Shamrock Rovers tomorrow, and which is a game that they'll be hoping to try and get something out of. You know, we spoke about Talib in a really difficult place to go and the form that Shamrock Rovers are in, although they played a tough game there on Thursday night in the Europa Conference League. So they'll have that, I suppose, that they'll have that on their plate as well as cup football and, you know, and a couple of games at hand. But, you know, they'll be wanting to take care of business themselves. But, you know, Harps, you know, I think have improved in the last few weeks. You know, the game in Shakur last week where they went to Pats and, you know, they went 2-0 down quite early. But, you know, dug in, and that resilience is going to be what's needed if they're going to survive the season.
Yeah, and in recent seasons, Harps have pulled off some great sort of unexpected wins, including ones at Dalymount and Dundalk and places in recent years. So what's not to say that Harps will pull one out of the bag in the coming weeks?
Absolutely, Chris. You know, and those is like this is the time of the season now where those, I suppose, those teams in the middle and in the middle of the table, you know, can think, you know, like we're not going to maybe get into Euro places, you know, we're not going to be dragged into a relegation battle. So this is where Harps over the years have been able to pick up points, and I know they'll be looking to do the same and the run into the season.
Yeah. Now, looking at the other results, Derry City beating Bowes, not the greatest of displays, but importantly for Derry, it's another 3 points. And with the Dundalk results, you know, Derry are knocking at the door at the top of the table. They're there to pounce if Rovers slip up.
Yes, they are. They definitely are. You know, that was a massive 3 points last night. I suppose the game will be remembered two incidents, really. I think early on we saw anyone who watched the game anyway, Kieran Call picking up a nasty injury where he seemed to be in a bad way for about 10 minutes or so. You know, it was an aerial challenge, and he's come down rather heavy, and you know, there was a lot of concern, even the medical staff there, you know, maybe even afraid to move him, you know, that type of way. So all the reports are that he did go to hospital and he is okay, but it could be he will be a loss for them, because he has, you know, and with a difficult enough start to the season, he has come back and he has done really well and has been a good player for them for the last for the last number of games. And then that was the big talking point then was the goal from Michael Duffy. You know, a real bit of class, you know, from the man who's had a couple of injuries this season as well. He's come back from that from that heavy knock that he took earlier on the season. And you know, Rui Higgins spoke about, you know, had they had him, Michael Duffy, for the whole season, then they could be higher up. But no, it was a massive goal, and it's great to see him back firing and scoring goals for Derry.
Yeah, so Rovers 56 points from 27 games, Derry a point behind with 2 games more played, and then Dundalk on 53 with 3 games more played than Rovers. Now, the race for fourth spot, the race for third spot, Dundalk now are just 2 points ahead of St. Pat's, and St. Pat's are on a bit of a roll, and certainly Dundalk could end up missing out in Europe, and Pat's could get that third spot. Of course, there's still the cup, but it's looking good for Pat's at the moment.
Oh, yeah, they have been in a great run. I think it's maybe 6 wins in a row or 5 wins in a row, something like that. Unfortunately, one coming last night against Drogheda. You know, they seem to be firmly focused on what they're doing. You know, a decent signing was a man, Cotter, who came in from Shamrock over there in the mid-season, who's done really well for them. And it was an ex-Drogheda player, Mark Doyle, who got the opener last night. So, yeah, look, Pat's on a real good man of form, and you know they'll be looking, and I think Dundalk for maybe 1 week thinking they could be challenging for the title, and maybe thinking, are we able to hold on to third spot? And as you mentioned earlier, Chris, you know that defeat last night at the hands of UCD is not something that they would have been thinking about all week.
Yeah, and Shelburne losing out to Sligo Rovers 2-0. You know, Sligo, a bit of a long shot now to get into Europe via the league. They're out of the cup as well. And it looks, you know, Shells, Bowes and Drogheda, they don't have a huge amount to play for. And as you've touched on there before, you know, it'll be interesting to see how their games go against the likes of Harps and UCD in the run-in.
Yeah, well, I suppose those three teams you just mentioned there, Chris, all losing last night. You know, when you come to this end of the season, you know it's important not to get complacent, and you don't want to be dragged into anything that you thought you were clear of. So I think for those teams in particular, I'd say the manager won't be too happy, in the way that the weekend's results have gone. So with a few days off now to get themselves dusted down after those defeats, they'll be looking to sort of get refocused and finish the season strong.
And finally, Keith, just a word on Shamrock Rovers and Harps tomorrow night. Harps going into it now behind UCD. Do you think that'll alter the mindset or even Ollie Horgan's selection ahead of this game against Rovers?
I don't think so, Chris. I think, you know, all week it would have been, you know, try and be organised, try and not concede an early goal. And, you know, they've gone there earlier in the year and they have scored there. I think Connor Turry scored the last time they were up there. So they'll know it's not impossible to break them down. You know, they do play it from the back. They do try and, you know, play possession based as much as they can. And, you know, they're well in that case. I'm sure Harps have worked on it during the week, you know, with the likes of, you know, Eric, who goes up front, and Mahidovic, you know, try and set those wee traps to try and catch Rovers high up the pitch and try and force them into mistakes. Look, that's not easy. And, you know, on the big pitch by Tala, and, you know, with Rovers being so comfortable there. So I think it'll just be a case of, you know, try not to concede too early, try and stay in the game as long as possible. But they're going to have to use the ball as well. You know, the approach of, you know, maybe trying to, you know, play for set pieces, not play for set pieces, I think that's a bit harsh, but, you know, I suppose kind of put all your eggs in one basket and hoping that we get a corner or hoping to get a long throw or a free kick in a dangerous area. They showed there last week, as I mentioned before, that they can play. They have some really good players. Now, you know, talks with Ryan Conley and Barry McNamee in the middle of the field, and Ryan Rainey, and as I spoke about the lads up front that have done, you know, really well from over the last few weeks, and, you know, that spine of the team with a new goalkeeper coming in and those lads at the back there. So look, Harps will be no one illusions of what they're going to face, but I think they'll have a little more spring in their step. And, you know, they have got a few victories in the last couple of weeks, so I think they'll be going there with a wee bit of confidence, and, you know, that'll do them no harm at all.